Monday evening, I came home to what felt like a gut punch.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio. Uh-oh.
Story time. Monday nights, I usually play basketball at my church, like, you know, 5 to 7:30-ish. And I came home. You can picture it. I've been playing hard for a while. I'm sweaty. I'm gross. I walk in the door, and Corbin's on the couch reading a book. He's 12. Mm-hmm. Obadiah's on the other couch. He's 10 reading a book, and that's it. And the big van's gone. I'm like, Corbin, where's mom? He's like, oh, Malachi and mom went to go see Gloria's concert tonight. I'm like, concert? I missed a concert?
Oh, no.
When was a concert scheduled? I had no idea.
Oh.
Well, it turns out it was just a miscommunication. My wife didn't know either until it was like, there's a concert? And so she and my oldest son went to see it. But I completely missed it. There was no way at this point that I could get over there and see it. And I felt awful because, you know, that's like the stereotypical absent father thing. He never came to my concerts. He never went to my ball games.
Oh.
He never, like, no. But then I had to check myself. I mean, you're never going to be the perfect parent.
Right.
You're going to mess up. The important thing is to apologize and do better next time and do the best you can. And God will reward faithful parenting and praying for your children and trying to do the best you can. And now, a good thing here, she does have that concert is getting sung again today, and I'm not going to miss it. So I got a second chance, and she understood. I mean,
yeah.
So my word for you, just keep trying. Keep praying and working really hard towards being the best you can for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Just as Good from Chris Renzema on Kinship Radio.